Thank you for faithfully listening to the audio version of Our Daily Bread. I'm Matt Lucas, president of Our Daily Bread Ministries. Although the ministry has always been focused on making the life-changing wisdom of the Bible understandable and accessible to all, we have a renewed commitment to helping you develop a deeper and more meaningful relationship with Jesus as you listen and read Scripture with Our Daily Bread. To do that, we're making some changes to the audio format that we believe will encourage you to have a more thoughtful and reflective devotional time. You'll notice these changes starting the 1st of January, and we pray that they are beneficial as you read and listen, and then reflect and respond to the message. Your friendship, prayers, and generosity allow us to make the Bible a vital part of everyday life for more people around the world. Thank you.
Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Step in Faith, was written by Karen Pimpo. John was devastated when he lost his job. Closer to the end of his career than the beginning, he knew it would be hard to start over somewhere new. He started praying for the right job. Then John updated his resume, read interview tips, and made a lot of phone calls. After weeks of applying, he accepted a new position with a great schedule and an easy commute. His faithful obedience and God's provision had met at the perfect intersection. In Exodus chapter 6, a more dramatic instance of this occurred with Jochebed and her family during the time of Israel's enslavement in Egypt. When Pharaoh decreed that all newborn Hebrew sons must be cast into the Nile, Jochebed must have been terrified. She couldn't change the law, but there were some steps she could take to obey God and try to save her son. In faith, she hid him from the Egyptians. She made a little watertight papyrus basket and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. God stepped in to miraculously preserve his life and later used him to deliver all of Israel from slavery. John and Jochebed took very different steps, but both stories are marked by faith-filled action. Fear can paralyze us. Even if the result isn't what we expected or hoped for, faith empowers us to keep trusting in God's goodness, regardless of the outcome. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, like Jochebed, who trusted you amid fear and uncertainty, grant us the courage to take faithful steps, even when the outcome is beyond our sight. Help us to remember that you are always good and will guide us through every single trial with your unwavering grace. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.